The proposed code changes create two categories of buildings. A minor accessory building would be allowed up to 2,000 square feet, with a side structure up to 400 square feet. A major accessory structure would be allowed on a parcel 5 acres or more. The maximum size there would be 12,500 square feet. The public hearing brought out comments from about a dozen residents in the Silver Creek area north of Interstate 80. Eileen Galustian said code changes that limit the number of accessory buildings would be the start of eradicating the kind of ranches that horses need.
They require proper housing and care, including regular and proper exercise, clean feed and hay, and a safe environment. Accessory buildings provide the ability to properly care for horses. You'd want to separate a hay barn from a stable because it drastically reduces the risk of killing horses in a fire. Indoor arenas allow for exercise and the ability to move year-round in inclement weather like the winter. There's nowhere for us to go. We don't have a public place in Park City, so we're building our own structures.
She said they also need a separate building for equipment and tools to avoid causing accidents for animals and people, another space for a climate-controlled tack room, and a separate feed room where horses cannot get into the supply. But another resident, Ricky Angel, said that large accessory buildings are proliferating too much. Angel said the code changes will not clash with the equestrian values of Silver Creek.
The very large buildings that we're seeing in many cases aren't even being used for equestrian uses. They're being built as soccer stadiums or equestrian venues that have been converted to hockey arenas. We have them coming in at a pace that is going to fundamentally change the character of not just Silver Creek or Old Ranch Road, but the entire Snyderville Basin. When you're on a hillside looking out across the basin, you know, people were invariably going to see more rooftops, more homes, and more accessory buildings. But if they're all at these 15,000 square foot sizes, it's going to start to look a lot more like a warehouse district than it is a mountain community.
Pete Olson said he's another resident who does not support the code changes. He said it's not about supporting big horse arenas.
I think that when you own a 10-acre property, you should be able to have your man shed, your she shed, your horse shed, your garden shed. You should have as many sheds as you want to have. In response to Rick Angel's comment about some of these large riding arenas then turning into hockey arenas, that's not a problem of changing the development code. That's a problem of enforcement.
After the comments, Councilmember Doug Clyde assured residents that they are not against the equestrian character of Silver Creek.
I don't think there is a bone in our collective body that is contrary to equestrian use. I think we want as much equestrian use as we can get. What we don't want is people building covert commercial uses and building buildings that overwhelm the property and overwhelm their neighbors.
Councilmember Chris Robinson put forward the idea of not taking action at this time on the code changes. He said it's only been 3 weeks since they enacted a 6-month temporary moratorium on new accessory buildings. He said they don't have to rush to a decision. Robinson said he's only heard anecdotal reports about a problem. He asked the planning staff to research and return, showing them the most egregious examples of current accessory buildings. Robinson also was concerned that the largest size for a major accessory building would be 12,500 square feet. He told KPCW that could affect just a small portion of a parcel.
On a 5-acre parcel, 12,500 square feet is 5.6% of the area. And if you had a 10-acre parcel, it would only be 3%, say, of the area. I think there are other ways to deal with some of that by setbacks and other conditions rather than, say, if you have a 10-acre parcel, you can only use 3% of it.
County Council Member Chris Robinson, who said the public hearing on the 31st was closed, but he hopes they will take additional comment from residents. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.